Shami Brachos and Pei Tes. We're continuing, starting from the Mishnah on Pei Chas Amid Beis. There are many different halakos of the various brachos that we have. The Mishnah says, Halazikim, Viala Zvaos, Vala Brachim, Vala Ramim, Vala Ruchos. Halomer, you say the bracha of Baruch Shekoko, Male Oilam. We have the Nusach of Baruch Shekoko, the Baruch Male Oilam. What are these things? So Al Azikim, the Mishnah describes, Azikim is referred to, and first I'm explain, is the Shevet Shel Or Ratz Perikia, Shehelach Ratz Perikia, so that the Rosh Mishalur brings down, the Pnei Moshe brings down. It's like a comet that is flying through the sky, a star. Shevet Ruyari Chetz Gomot, like a shooting arrow in the sky, and it goes from one place to the other place. Looks like it's moving in the star. Some say it has a tail. So there's some interpret it as a comet. Some interpret it as a star that has a tail to it, like a kofa de shavit, that has a tail to the end of the star that shoots through the night. So there, both of these things, both are considered zikim, and that would require a bracha. The alos vos, similarly alos vos as well, Zvos is also considered the Azizdeus for Yidos Haaretz, like an earthquake in the ground, that the ground shakes, and we'll explain a little bit clearly what this means. Earth shakes, earthquake that comes in. The we'll find that in the Gemara, going to tell us even things that the house did fall. Masriyim, that we see later, that Noflin Abatim Achumus Mitzad Arash. This is an earthquake that causes houses and buildings and walls to crash down. Even seeing the walls themselves crash down is already considered a reason to make a bracha. Shekoko v'rasam aliyoyla. Then alabrakim, you have the lightning and norm and thunder, arukos, and you have strong winds. These are things also that have great power to them. Akash Broka shows his gevurah through the natural order of events. And these require a bracha as well. Now, we talk about these things. We talk about that they're very powerful. And they fill the world. Koko gevurasim. A lot of we find in our brachas that the koach of Akash Broka fills the world. It brings a person to be fearful of Akash Broka, recognize the koach of Akash Broka. And this is the reason for the brachos that causes shekokum haseolam. So the Pnei Moshe explains that these things you see from a distance, and shekolelu ma'aseh bereishis, all these are considered ma'aseh bereishis. They're coming from the beginning of ma'aseh bereishis, and that they have a tremendous force. These are all seen from a distance that you could see from a distance place, that you have these things that bring a person a day to a tremendous feeling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. So the ruchos, the winds, are not stam winds, but come with a strong emotional b'prakim, not regular winds that come, the regular breeze. The only things that are very like hurricane winds that only come at certain times, those are the things that we refer to that require this particular bracha. So the Mishnah, you see mountains and hills. Again, what mountains and hills we're talking about? Again, not just regular mountain hills, but ones that are large, that are imposing, that stand out. Those are the mountains and hills that require a bracha, that you look at them and you see the greatness of them, it's how tall they are, how imposing they are. These are the things that we require the brachas to make osa masturbations. There has to be such a large one that it's not something you see on an everyday basis. The yam, the sea, v'ahoras, and the rivers, v'alamid baras, and the deserts. Now, the ma'isa, we talk about these things. What brachas are we talking about? Again, here you make a bracha, baruch osa baratius. Again, baruch osa ma'isa baratius is the lashon that we have. Yehuda says, Araya, so we'll see the moment the different yam agadol is a different bracha you make for the yam agadol. Now, again, this is not stam bracha just on any river. But it has to be, Naharos has to be the large river. Naharos, rivers itself that are large. And again, the Pnei Moshe brings down. When we talk about the Naharos, it refers to the Naharos of the Naharos that were created by getting a Maisa Bereishis, that they have this, that they brought down in Chumash. These things are the ones that we created in the beginning of the world the Gemara brings down to the four rivers that were created, and the Tigris and the Gihon and the Nilos, the Nile River. These things are the ones that are large and imposing. And these are the ones that we hear, again, we say, that we hear from the time of Bria Sa'ilam, that the Chikol, and this is what the Rashi Mishluah says, Naharos means Mashma, Davka, Ala Arba, Naharos, Nilos, Chedekel, Paras, Gichon, the ones that we hear from the beginning of Bria Sa'ilam, those are the ones that are brought down in Chumash Bereishis. So these are the ones that, when these type of rivers are the ones that you see, are the ones that you make a bracha on. Because these things haven't changed. Some say you don't make it. If there was ones that just came later, that were not the original ones, we don't make a bracha. And there's some say even there, you can make a bracha as well. Machlokes in the Achronim of Shulchan Aruch. Now what about, so Yudayim disagrees and says, where is Yama Gadol? You see the Yama Gadol? Then you make sure as a Yama Gadol. You saw this Yamaka Yama Bizman Shiro Leprakim. Again, not something you see all the time. You only see it Leprakim, which we're going to say you see every 30 days. Those are the ones that you make. You're inspired by the Yama Gadol, the size of the Yama, and you get this feel of Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence, is where a person will go ahead and make that bracha. So again, what is this Yama Gadol? Why does this require a separate bracha according to Rabbi Yehuda? When it's Rabbi Yehuda says this bracha is a one that has a that is much more imposing than all the other brachos. The for the question is this one different than all the larger other ones. In the Bavli, in the Bavli, we talk about ones that apply to all the rivers, all the oceans, the ones that apply the bracha of who created the Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're also Ma'aseh Bereishis. They created Ma'aseh Bereishis. So therefore, you make these two brachas, and it's Yama Gadol, you make the brachas as a Yama Gadol. So do you make both brachas, if you make one of them? Well, again, it's Machlokes Rishonim, as to whether you make the brachas at Koko Gevuroso Mole Olam, that it's filled the entire world because of the great size of these brachas, of these oceans, that it's, and it's stayed in the place of Bias Olam, you make the brachas, because it fills the whole world. You know, the bracha, the other said, you know, you don't make the bracha, you only make the bracha of Osamai Sabaratius, that if it comes in the beginning of the creation, do you make one or do you make both? So the Mara and Babli seems to say that you make both brachas, and we follow in Shulchan Aruch that we make both brachas as well, Osamai Sabaratius and Kokul Gras and Mali Olam. We can make both brachas. So here also we talk about the side of the large body of water, which one we say the Yamagadol, what Yamagadol are you referring to? So clearly, one that encompasses the world, Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, clearly would make the bracha of Osses Yama Gadol. Some say it refers to the Mediterranean Sea. The one that came out, Kaiso Pinata Mitzrayim, that is the Yama Gadol that we refer to. The Reis Yosef seems to accept the Nusach that refers to Mediterranean Sea, that you're coming out of the Kaiso Pinata Mitzrayim with. And the others who say that no, it doesn't refer to both of them. It refers to all the oceans of the world, and the Mediterranean is only part of an offshoot of the Atlantic Ocean, and therefore it's part of just a part of the same bracha you would make when you see the regular oceans of the world, and you make the bracha of Yama Gadol, and then some say that they all connected together, and therefore you'd make a bracha on the Yama Gadol, and also Ma'aseh Bereishis. And if you see the other Mediterranean, then you only make the bracha of Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. And there's some say no, that on any one that's, except the one that's surrounded by land, like the Dead Sea and other ones like that are surrounded by land, those are the ones you would not make the bracha of Yama Gadol. You only make the bracha of Osa Ma'aseh Bereishis. Or Koko Gevuroso Mole Olam, if it's really very large and imposing. And the others that say no, that in any large ocean of land, of the land that's surrounded by water, that is complete the size of the Atlantic Ocean, Pacific Ocean, or Mediterranean, which feeds off the Atlantic Ocean, that these are all brachos that you make, Indian Ocean, etc., all these brachos you would make, Itaka, the bracha of Yama Gadol, would warrant this bracha as well. And again, it means also when you saw the prakim, which means you see it every 30 days, that's the zman, usually that's the time that we make any brachos, that you see something more than one time. So if you see it within a day or within less than 30 days, so the effectiveness of the greatness of it is wears off. It doesn't remain with you. So therefore, only after 30 days, when you sort of becomes like a new experience, that's when we say the bracha of the, you make the new bracha. Less than that, you find that you don't make the bracha, it doesn't have the same power the same effect on you, on a person, and therefore we did not make that bracha within, again, on 30 days. Whether you have a question on thunder and lightning, there, do you make a bracha only 30 days? What if you see it once a day? What if you see it several times a day? So again, as long as the halakha we find in the Shigurah, you can make this bracha again and again, even several times an hour, as long as it's not the same lightning, the same thunder, but it's a new one that comes, then we don't have to have an interval of 30 days. No, the prakim is not required. You can make a bracha, the same bracha, again and again on each particular day. Halak Hashamim, on rain, when it says you make the bracha, Abbasur's Torah, good news, you make Atov HaMetiv. Bracha Atov HaMetiv. So therefore, Al Shmuel's Rose, but on bad news, you make the bracha Dayana Amos. You make Dayana Amos. Now we talk about the bracha of on good things and good news. On good things that's good, the question is, what do we make a bracha? Is this only for someone that's for an individual, or is it for other people as well? So Pnei Moshe brings down that this bracha is done when the Tomatev, Tova's low lacherim, has to be where it's good for him and lacherim, Tova Metev. If not, then you say Shekhinah. So if anything good happens to a person has rain on his field, and it's on his field that benefit, you say a Shekhinah. Anything that happens to a person, individually, you say a Shekhinah. But if it's a mention on something that is on a on others, that other people are affected, but you have rain that came down on other people's fields, a field that a person has together with another person, then you can say Bracha Batov HaMetiv on that, on that, and as long as they again other people benefit from it, that is a lashon rabbim. Atov HaMetiv for others as well, but something just for yourself is a shechianu, then you don't make a bracha Atov HaMetiv. That is the way that both the Charedim and the Pnei Moshe bring down, and that's the halakha we bring down in Shulchan Aruch as well. So the Gemara says, that now about bracha Dayana Emes. Dayana Emes is simply meant on something that's a basura ra. We'd only make that bracha basically on something that has a loss. Person went ahead, a Rachman son, a person died, or a person had a very serious financial loss, and something happened, something got destroyed from him, then we'd make the bracha of Dayana Emes. That is the bracha that a person would make in any bad news that's coming into this world. Again, that's something that we make in this world. Later in the Asad Lavo, there is no dynamics that Gemara says in Pesach, or in other places, that anything that bad would be no dynamics, because anything that, that happens, even something that seemingly bad, we would see that it's really a Tova Meitu, it's really the right thing, the good thing, and therefore we don't make, we would make the bracha later on something like that. But on us, we make a bracha only if someone feels the loss, then we make the bracha. If someone loses something, a business deal, an opportunity, not that you could have made money, but that you actually lost money directly, and you feel the tsar, and you feel that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you make the bracha, Dayan HaMS. That seems to be what the maskana of the Yerushalmi bracha is here. The same, it's a question whether it's the same as the Babli, is the Machlokas and the Rishonim, how we learn the Machlokas, the maskana of the Sugya. And the Gemara explains, when you make a bracha on the earthquake, Sani Bakafra Masrin Allah Zabos, you make a bracha, you don't just make the bracha, but you call out on a shofar, you call out, and you call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu regarding the terrible calamity of the earthquake that happened. And here we say again, when we say that earthquakes happen, Masrin, the shofar, says the Rosh Mislo, you call out with a shofar. Some say you call out with a trumpet, with a, like you do on any type of Masechus Tainus, that you use the we call out on the Kachotros that we use, not with the shofar. The Mashi says over here you use the shofar is what we call out on Azrugos, and that would be again that because you fast and you kumashrin aleihem on when something like this happens, even if you saw the buildings collapsed alone, that it's sufficient itself. That's a terrible calamity, and if you see that, you bring down Shulchan Aruch, that's enough to be able to make the bracha of Tokeg Rosham Mali Olam. You see the bracha of the destruction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought upon a person through this natural calamity. It requires to make a bracha. The Gemara continues with the Yisod of, we talked about, the discussion of the Zikin, of the, that we Mishnah started with, the constellations. The Gemara makes a statement in the name of Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, Ein Aver, Ein Avahein, Zika Bechsil. If it happened that the Zika would pass through the constellation of Kisil, Machav Olam, the world would be destroyed. The complicated sugya of constellations. Which one is where is a very, very complicated sugya that you have to see that Rishonim spoke about it in great detail. The Psukim and Yeshaya that the Gemara quotes discuss there as to which is the Ksil, which one is the constellation of the Ksil, and what needs to be really a bucky in understanding that to understand where this is related to. But the Gemara himself says that only Shmuel himself seems to know, because the Gemara says that that somehow the Zika, if the Zika would go into this Ksil, this constellation of Ksil, the world would be destroyed. It doesn't pass through, so it passes around it on top or on the bottom, but through it, it would destroy the world. Why it destroys the world, the Gemara didn't seem to tell us any information about that. The Gemara said, they asked Shmuel, we saw it, we watched it, we saw the Zika go through the constellation of the Ksil, and nothing happened, so how could you say it'll be destroyed? So Gemara says, Shmuel said to them, impossible, it had to be. He went on top of it, or he went behind it, but it's impossible, because if it went through it, it would definitely destroy the city. There would not be any possibility that the world would survive. There's something that he knew. How it works and where it works, Shmuel himself did not know, as Gemara is going to say. But Lamaisa, he knows that it couldn't have happened. If it happens through, he knows it will be destroyed. The Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Chavani Mizikishmai, I am as knowledgeable in the paths of heavens, to know all the constellations, the stars, and the planets, as I know the streets of Nador, my own city. Except this constellation of Zika, less than a Yadaman. I don't even know what it does. I don't know where it is or what it does or what the function of it is. He knows. In other words, he was able to know all the planets and the stars and the direction that it goes, because they're all regular place in Shemayim. He knew, was able to know where they were and what they were doing, what the purpose for them. But the Zika, which is like a comet that goes through the sky, it's not stationary. It moves around like a Yoruk Hachetz, as we said, like the Haredim says, like a shooting arrow. That is something that doesn't know the place, what the purpose of it is, what the reason for it is, why it passes through. But he just knows that it's so severe that if it would pass through the Ksil, that constellation, it would destroy the entire world. But otherwise, I don't know. But the way he explains the Pnei Moshe, Makiv Yodeani, Shmuel said about himself, I know Shvika Shamayim, which I know all the byways and alleyways of Shamayim. K'moshani Makiv Ashuka the Nadoi, I know the way, like the streets of Nadoi, I know that as well. So therefore, but this one I don't know. So the Gemara said, Gemara said, did Shmuel go up to heavens? How do you know the secrets? It didn't go up to Shemayim that he was able to learn. He quotes a pasuk, that was quoted the pasuk says that Kosh Baruch Hu said to God, but who's the one who told man? Yisapir told him over the secrets in doing in Shemayim, the wisdom of Shemayim, the pasuk in Yiyuv, describing what people know. So we see, where did we know? And how did he know? It must be that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to tell him. And it was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to, the Chokmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one, Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Haredim says, HaPasik Meshabeach LaKadosh Baruch Hu Mikamo, the Pasik in Yo'iyuv as Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu through as the Chokmah to be able to teach man, Lamad Adam, told a person to understand all the great Chokmahs and Shemayim of where this is. Only through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to teach him the. So in other words, how does that mean? What's the pshat in that? So the Gemara, the Haredim explains that only that through the Torah, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, taught Moshe Rabbeinu, it was handed down Masera, to know, how else are you going to know Kiddush HaKadosh, to know when the new moon is? You have to understand how the sky worked and all the stars in the heavens worked and in Shemayim. Therefore, it was handed down. So he knew from Chokmah that was handed down from Chokmah, from generations, was handed down to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Shmuel. He was able to learn the story. The Pnei Moshe says a little bit different. It says, because of his great Chokmah, he was so great and so wise that through his great Chokmah, he was able to figure it all out, to understand how these things worked in Shvili. It became to be a bucky in Shvili Durakia, in the byways of Shemayim. So the idea is that when did Shmuel himself be able to learn this? How was he able to learn all this? Shmuel himself says, the Medrash brings down, that someone who spends time doing this will become an Amaretz, because you have to come get in Torah. You can't spend time learning all the different sciences, astrology, and all the different chokmas of the world. So how would a person be able to himself be able to understand this? Astronomy, astrology, and all the other different chokmas. How would a person be able to know this? The answer is only through his Torah. That he didn't actually have spend time on this, was either through the moments that he wasn't able to learn Torah in places that was a Mokum Matunov, where he wasn't allowed to think of Torah, or through the Torah itself became gave him the ability of Chokma. A person who learns Torah, Lishma, Zeichel, Dram Harbe, he was able to acquire the knowledge of astrology, and this was the way he understood all these things, why he became to become such a bucky in Shvil Durakia. Mark continues with the discussion of earthquakes. Fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, "Eliyahu Zachal Tov Shol Rav Nehori." Eliyahu asks Rav Nehori, "Maybe Abon Zaros Love. Why does the earthquakes come to the world? Amalei Bon Trumus Amaisers. Because when Klai Yisrael doesn't take care of Trumus Amaisers, they don't do it properly. They earthquakes come as a result. As a result, so the Pnei Moshe explains what's the connection between Trumus Amaisers. So he says." Because since it's mitzvahs tluyas baretz, as the psukim are going to say, so it's memela. It's like it connected to the ground, and therefore the ground shakes. And the Ma'arav Fulda even says in clear mutolin ala oretz vikach nizdas the oretz. Since it's totally on the ground, you didn't do it properly, then the ground begins to shake, and punishment for what you do. Because what do you see? For where did the Nori get it from? Ksivakar tamed eni Hashem lekecha. The eyes of Hashem will be upon him, upon Eretz Yisrael. It says in the Pasuk that Akash Baruch Hu will watch over Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, I mean. Kasvin, it says, another Pasuk, Amabit la'eretz v'tirad p'tehillim, Amabit la'eretz v'tirad yigabar me'ashanu. The Akash Baruch Hu gazes upon the land, touches the mountains, and there'll be smoke. What does that mean? It means come out of there, will be earthquake, and the ground will tremble. So the Chayra, the Gemara says, it's a stira. Is Akash Baruch Hu preparing, looking at the land of a good, gazing at it for tov will be good, protects it, or do we find that it will be destroyed? How do you make both psukim? The stira, pasuk in chumash and pasuk in teil. Shashi saw them in such a makom. When Kaisel was doing them in such a makom, when see myself because they do properly, maestros. Tamar Ashram, Kaisel was said, Akas Hashanah, because Brachel appears, protects them, he'll hear it, make sure that everything is going well. And in his gold, the land will never be ruined, never be harmed. It will be a protection for them. So the land will be protected. But Shashin, it's always a good makom. They don't do it, Matsi Master Shem, they don't do properly, Meister, Trumas and Meister. Habe Lotzer Tere, the pus is going to tremble, the word's going to, Kashbok's going to bring, it's going to tremble to an earthquake, and the earth's going to ground. So you see that this was the connection that he found between the two, why earthquakes come. Says the Gemara, Leo said to Rav Nehori, Bini my son, you're right, your svara is a good svara. And the psukim mashma that way. There's another reason for it. The reason may be svaradik, but it's not the real reason for it. There's another reason for it. What's the reason? Because Baruch Hu looks at the amphitheaters and the circuses the world has, that all that the world is busy with. That the world is the theater, the theaters, the Haredim says. That the person is this. The world is busy with this. Makom gavoyim shiroyim mishum scope v'tiul. The Rashi says they look, they play joking, and they have all kinds of entertainment. And the world that's sitting yashabet abashan b'shulva, they're sitting happily, no problem, but peaceful, and enjoying life. But beis minshachara, but the mikvah is destroyed. I feel the olam achara. The enigma, Hashem wants to bring down the entire world to destroy it as well. The Ksiv says in the Pasik in Yumiyo, Shoig Yishagalveh, Kashbah cries over the place of his house, of his lodging place, which is the Beis HaMikdash, because of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's home, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy, because they're sitting B'Shalom B'Shalva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings an earthquake to destroy the destruction, to destroy their homes, destroy their place, destroy the earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tramples on the Shemayim, so that there will be, that show his displeasure that is the world is being destroyed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset at the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. So therefore, it's the understanding that we have that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Because, you know, because, bro, yes, things happen all the time. It's part of the B'riyas HaOlam earthquakes. But the time that Kashbroka brings in certain times in the world, in history, is because Kashbroka is showing his displeasure. Another reason why earthquakes happen. Mishkav Zakom, sexuality. You cause your limbs, your Yevarim, to shake, to tremble, Shen Shalok, but it's doing something that's inappropriate, doing something that after a Maisa Bia with that's inappropriate. I'm going to go ahead because of your sin, Mishkav Zakah. I'm going to go turn the world upside down. I'll make the world shake as well. The third thing is because of Machlokes. The world, when there's Machlokes in the world, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings it there. That says the pasuk in Zechariah. That Akash Baruch Hu says, Nistam Gei Hare Kyagia Hare Meretzel. You'll feed the value of the mountain, Akash Baruch Hu will bring the mountains to Eitzel. You're going to run away, and Akash Baruch Hu is going to go ahead and destroy because of the machlokas that you made. Akash Baruch Hu is going to bring the people into the world, because this is what happened when he came there and he destroyed when Uzziah tried to go ahead and to cause the machlokas and by the Kohanim to go ahead to bring the incense himself. So Mela, Akash Baruch Hu sent an earthquake with by the Makom HaMikdash to show his punishment for causing a machlokas amongst the Kohanim by doing this thing, by doing an avodah that belongs to them. So therefore, Akash Baruch Hu, same thing, will bring the earth to destroy when the earth to go ahead when there's a machlokas. Akash Baruch Hu will bring the thing to as a punishment for the machlokas that is brought because of the was more al kahuna by rightsly kanis lefdim lachdak teres. He wanted to bring the teres. So Mele Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought this rash on him. Says the Maariv Fuldo Kemosha Mevi Tikra al rash al machlokes. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings to destroy the end of the machlokes. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings the destruction to the world through an earthquake. The Gemara is a kasha. Rav Shmuel Rash al bepesam elosim. No, he disagrees. The pasuk is only tell you there's only rash. Earthquakes only happen because when Akash Baruch Hu wants to change Malchus, when there's going to be a change of kingdom, of owner, of who the Melech, Malchus. Akash Baruch Hu is changing the kingdom from one to king to another. Then Akash Baruch Hu brings it through an earthquake. But the Amma, Tirash, Earth, Tachal, the land shake and shook, Ma, he come out, Bom, Makshav, Hashem. Akash Baruch Hu decided to go against Bavel, to destroy Bavel. And how did he do that? By causing one melech of Bavel to an earthquake to happen to just bring the end of, just like Uzziah was the end of his Malchus, so too Akash Baruch Hu brings the end of Malchus, the end of Akash Baruch Hu wants to change the reign of a melech, so the end of Bavel, Akash Baruch Hu, just like in the time of Bavel, Akash Baruch Hu brought an earthquake to the end of the Malchus of Bavel, so too the end of Uzziah, Akash Baruch Hu brought it to end his kingdom as well. So again, you see, it's not to do with Machlokes, but rather it's to do because the end of to change the Malka, because Baruch Hu does this to shake up the world, but not necessarily because of Machlokas, the way you said it was, but because it's a Rash, only comes a Hefzik Malkus. It's a simon for the end of the Malkus, that's why he brings it, not because of a Machlokas per se. So different interpretation of the Pasuk as to why the earthquakes come. So the Gemara says another memory between of Yilio and the Roy. Yes, my question. May Ma Bar Kaj Brokal Chatsum Rosh Malam. Why Kaj Brokal creates Chatsum Rosh in the world for a purpose? I'll let him know he said, you know what, Tzorin Avro himself did it for a reason. But Shasha Bias Kotim and Kal Yisrael sins, Kaj Brokal wants to go ahead and destroy them. So Kaj Brokal Mabir Lam, he looks at the Chatsum Rosh and he says, Mayilu Yotso, they have no purpose in the world. And Makam, yet I'm still there. I created them anyway. I have them in the world. So Eliyashu and Tzorin, so too, even those who sinned, still there's a reason for that purpose. I'll keep them around. Surely I should keep them around. Even though there's no need, they're serving, they're doing Avodah Zarah. They're not serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not doing the proper thing. But if I allow the Shkatzim Rajim to remain in the world for no purpose, so I'll allow people to remain as well. So that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created these Shkatzim Rajim. I said, no. So there is a, you're wrong. There is a Tzorah for them. Each one has a purpose to it. Zvul Tzira. The fly is created as a goat here. A person has a sting of a bee. So you fly, you put the fly, you take a fly, and you crush a fly on it, so therefore it causes it heals the wound of the bee bite. Gemara says, pitch much lucasa. A bed bug serves to if a person is a leech. A person was bitten by a leech. So use the, Pei Moshe says that we use a bug, pitch bug, you use to go in to remove it, how do you remove it? Because pishpesh, the mishabala aluka, a person swallowed it by sherat and aluka li, or force of the way, to go ahead to put in a bed bug into water, mix it together, and by that, put it by your mouth, and it will come flying out because of the smell of the bed bug. Nachash, nachpus, a snake is for a remedy for a laka, for a boil. A person gets a certain boil, you mix together the snake, wool together the snake, and that's used to remove the boil. Shikul chazaz, and the slug is used to remove for sore. The person has a sore in his goof, the slug removes the infection from it. And the smumus akrib, and the spiders removed, a person has a sting of a scorpion, so the spider goes ahead and remove. You crush the spider and you put it on the place of the scorpion's bite, and somehow it removes the poisonous from the snake of the bite, and it adheres, it cures them, it protects them. So therefore, these are things. So Elio is telling him, you think it has no purpose, or just to go to show, to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu a reason not to destroy man. No, each of these has a purpose to solve a problem. It's created for a purpose to help a person, to cure them from these type of bites. And Memela, therefore, they have a tzarek, so it's not like Eliyahu tells him, not for no reason were these things created. Continues with the halacha of alabrokim. The person makes a bracha on lightning, so the Gemara makes a important chilek. When we say the bracha on lightning, it's one sufficient one time a day. Make it one time in a day, no matter how many times you hear it, to see the thunder or lightning. You only make the bracha one time on a day. The verich al kol yom. One bracha for the day. I'm Rav Yosi. Yosi makes a ruling and a qualification. Mani mekayama. What are we talking about up here? What does it mean we make it one day? In the Truro Din, if you're talking about a case where the clouds, they never broke away, the same clouds are there, then Dibur Malchus Biyom, of course it's enough once a day, because it's one, it's all considered one, it's overcast, it's cloudy. So Meila, therefore, you saw one lightning, so it's one bolt of thunder or lightning, it's the same as the one before. Meila, therefore, it's no hesachadas. It's the same. You don't make another bracha. But if it stopped, and now it started, the sun came out, and then now it became cloudy again. And then you make a bracha on each single time that you hear it. And the Pnei Moshe explains, but Chirodin Kol Mamani Makayom and Deimer Pamachas Bracha Kol Yom in Chirodin Hein Zeachazeh Kol Yom. And then the bracha. If it's all cloudy, then one after the other, you don't see any break, then it's one bracha. But if they stop, and you have now sunshine in between, then you hear and see new lightning and thunder, then you have to make a bracha on every single one. And the Gemara says, Chaylei Rav Yosef Kan, we have a raya, a strength, sayata de yilei min hador. The Gemara says, the Pnei Moshe, it's a raya that we have from Rav Yosef, Rashi Shlomo says, koch over Yosef, his strength of his halacha, and his raya is from the following. It's from the following. So he says, we have a brisa that's a tosefta that the person sitting in a spice store, a store that sells spices, the entire day, and he's smelling the spices. You make one bracha because you're sitting here all day. Make one bracha on the smell, and that's the bracha you make on the entire time. That's made for smelling. Even if you don't have a mind for it, but if it's a delicious aroma, and you have a mind, even whether you don't have a mind to be miskaven, to be nana, but lemaisa you're being nana from it. That's what it's for. You have to make a bracha. One bracha is enough for the whole day. But you go in and out of the store. Then you have the hesekadas. You left. Now we're come back. Every time you come back into the store, you make another bracha. Man, how many times a day you come back and forth? So now it's like a new coming in. And maybe, therefore, you have to make another bracha each and every time. You have to make a bracha, and each and every time that you go out, you'd have to make another bracha for the new smell that you have. On the new, because you went in again, it's a new smell, it's a hesakadas in the old time, in the old bracha that you made for something, you have to make a new bracha. So the Gemara says, we see this halacha, the same idea over here, so the same halacha applies by some, the same halacha applies over here. If it's one together, same idea, it's a riot to Rav Yosi's halacha, that if it's together, it's one thing without a hefsik, it belongs together. If not, same thing with the clouds. The clouds didn't break apart, so it's one, you make one bracha. Says the Gemara, they came from Rav Yosi, say, Malach, even Jordan, be diving from Makas, and Mavsikin, if it broke up the clouds, it's another, right, say the same thing in the quarter of Rav Yosi, the same idea, the Tamina Rav Yosi, Rakhin, Rakhin, the same halacha, this chiluk applies, whether it's the same one or not. Says the Gemara, another halacha, person sitting in a Beis HaKisei or in a Beis HaSikra, a place where a person is not able to make a bracha. Right, a Beis HaKisei, we know what the Beis HaKisei is. And the Beis HaSikra, so it says, Becheder Shemasimu Lo Kli Sepuka. The Bnei Moshe says it's a room where they put in kalim, things that he uses for the house, and it could be in there, including things that you put like you urinate, like urinal, and things that you, that would make it, you won't be able to make a bracha. You won't be able to make a bracha. The Rashi Lewis says, Soa shall b'nei chamusa, people that are on the death row, that are in jail, they don't get the let out of the jail. So there's all the waste that are on the ground, or on the floor, in the hole in the ground, and has a tremendous, terrible odor to it. Therefore, if there's someone sitting in a Beis HaKisei, in a Beis HaPikakra, and he hears sees thunder, or hears lightning, or sees lightning, or hears thunder, he can't make a bracha, because in the Anamakam, you can make a bracha. If you can go out of there and in Tokli, you can still be able to make the bracha. Yotzi, you should make, go ahead and do so. If you go to Tokli, which is Shom Lecha Rebbe, your Moria, Shom Lecha Rebbe, you go out, you can make the bracha. But if it's too late, you can't make the bracha anymore. If it's not going to be able to do that, to get out there and make the bracha, still Tokli, you don't make any bracha. And then you're not Yotzi with it. You can't go ahead. I said, if you go ahead and you're able to leave, Yotzi, not you shouldn't go make the bracha. You don't have to leave the bathroom, because by the time you come out, you won't be able to be after the Tokli Dibur, then you don't have to go do so, because you won't be able to make the bracha anyway, because it's already Akdei Dibur, it's a hefsik in the bracha, and you won't be able to make it. You won't be able to make it. Now, the Gemara says, so this is the halakha, the same I apply, the same idea, where you'll be able to make a bracha, a hefsik in the bracha, whether you can make a bracha, Tokli Dibur is only the way the lucky be able to make a bracha on the lightning and thunder. But you may want another shot. But yes, person sitting in his house and he's unclothed, he's naked, he's not dressed. Now you hear thunder and lightning. So what do you do? You can't make a bracha now because you're not dressed. So what do? How do you make a bracha? You want to make a bracha quickly. You should be able to go ahead and do a Tokli Dibur. So what do you do? Do we say, number one, that the house, he's not outside in the street, he's in the house. Does the house act as a beggar that is protective? Yotzi Yoshikos Lokalon, he put his head outside the window, make a bracha. It's not, so number one, it's not roa libo roa se'erva. And two, you can say that it because it's a house that's considered like a cover, like he's covered. So it's not like he's naked. Maybe he should be able to make a bracha. What if he's in a box and he's sitting naked? Same idea. Do we consider the box like a clothes? He's being closed. He can put his head outside the window and make a bracha. Do we say that that's considered, that's the marshaila? In other words, number one, what's the marshaila? To start the mess. So it says the Rishma Salo, the shaila is misafkali by Tamud, the shaila in the Gemara, the Mesekos bracha. It's something rubulous or ever, mutaras or not. Now, even though the mice, you could be covered, but however, if your chest, your heart, is not separated from the makom erva, you don't have a belt, you don't have pants, you don't have something that blocks you. Now, look, do we say that consider us or not? So the Gemara assumed he done Sri Landasa. There, the Gemara pushed it in, but Morocco's Gemara passing that it's usher. But here, the Gemara is not sure. The Gemara says over here, if you have the halakha that you're in the house, or you have it considered in a box, do we say somehow it's considered as if you're covered? Your body is not covered. That may be covered, but libo erva is not covered. So that's the Gemara Shaila at the suffix that he blibes with. Do we say libo erva erva is also not to make a bracha or not? That's the Shaila over here. That's Gemara of Yemir Shaila. Whether in such a case, if you heard the thunder and lightning, can you make a bracha on them when you're orim, when libo erva erva, do we say it's considered as a hefsik? Or not, or are you able to go ahead and not make the bracha until Tokli Dibur, you're able to go ahead and be able to cover the Libur Osa Erva. This continues with discussion about winds. Aruchos Ma'o Emer, which is a winds word bracha, Yemesh Koku Malay Oilam. Marcisa, Misha says, Shabbat Ma'bazav. The Misha told me a case of the winds, only if they come with Zav, with anger, with fury. So Mara says, that's when you make the bracha of Shekoko grosso mali oilam. Baba nakas, if it comes gently, softly, you make the bracha osebasebereshes. Very hard to understand what exactly it means, banakas. What level are we talking about when it says it should be banakas? So the Mefarshim speak about this and say that that the idea of banakas would be where it comes in a way where it doesn't do anything. It's not bechozik. It doesn't really change anything. In other words, when you have a strong wind, that's will you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength, gevurah, so you make the bracha kol kevurah malei olam. But an irregular, it doesn't mean just a simple breeze you have every single day, but a little bit of a stronger wind, but not one that's mamish shashtark, that bracha you make osamaisa bereshis. And since we're not sure what it means, kokros mali oilam, we don't know what it means when it says the zaf, we don't know what zaf refers to, therefore the halachas you make osamaisa bereshis is what we do for all the winds. It's the mishbur paskins. We don't make a difference, again, not on a regular simple wind, but any wind that's strong, even hurricane winds, we don't know if that fulfills the zaf, lashon of the pasuk, and therefore it's considered something, and we make osam ma'aser bereishis rather shekocho gvuras mali olam. I'm Rav Yishuv ben Lahadi. Discuss halachas about winds. I'm a shorshav al yotzilam. When a wind comes to the world, Akash brach mashabim harim and rashi begavos. Akash brach spreads it out, breaks the mountains, weakens it with the hills, which means Akash brach puts it through the first in the areas that are not inhabited, and puts it in mountains and hills to break the strength of the wind, so that it stops the wind from doing harm and hurting people and hurting, damaging things. So Akash brach tells the wind, you should know, give in mind that don't go ahead and damage my life, my creatures, biyosa, my creations, matam. What do you see in the pasuk? Ruach mofenach yatov. The wind comes, Akash brach says yatov. Mashal, Akash brach says it should be weakened. Madu omeh besatif alai ruchi. My spirit becomes weak. Esatef. The lashon is atef, which is the lashon of weaken. And they are saying that such a thing. We want the Akash Baruch Hu Osa Ayafacho, says the Charei, Pnei Moshe, says what it means is, Yatov Mishalalei, Osa Osa Ayafacholosh. Akash Baruch Hu says, make my winds weak and soft, that it goes ahead, and it'll be damaged, weakened, that it won't cause any damage beyond. Kalkachlama, why Akash Baruch Hu have to do this for? What's the purpose of it? Why does Akash Baruch Hu do this? Amachin Yerushalayim, Bishmat, Nimusan, and Sisi. Akash Baruch Hu said, I made souls, Bishvil Shin Neshamas, and Sisi, because of the Neshamas that I made, which means that the winds that I made are the neshamos, are like considered as if the wind should not damage the souls, neshamos aniyosa, the souls that I made, b'ruach mofana yatov neshamos aniyosisi. So I made the winds, and I made the souls, I should be, I made it for people, for human beings, and not to damage them. Says the Gemara, three places in history where the wind was created, not in the proper measure, which means Akash Baruch sent these winds to destroy the entire world. It was such stronger, so much stronger. Says the Pnei Moshe, it was much stronger than normally. It could have destroyed the entire world. What would that mean? Yonah? The Gemara explains each one. Akash Baruch Hu says, Akash Baruch Hu sent a tremendous ruach to go ahead to turn capsize the boat, and they asked for who was it, but Yonah said it was him, and they threw him overboard, so as a punishment, because Yonah did not want to do what Akash Baruch Hu said, they asked Nineveh to do tshuva. Akash Baruch sent a huge wind, a very strong wind, and to destroy Eliyahu, to destroy Yov, what did he do? Akash Baruch Hu challenged, I'm going to say in a moment, the Pasuk, challenged Yov, told the Malach HaMavis he could go ahead Sutton to challenge and test Yov. One of the things was he sent a tremendous hurricane wind, and the house collapsed with all his children, his 10 children inside, and they all died. That was one of the terrible things that happened to Yov. That's what I'm going to say. What about Bimei Eliyahu? Akash Baruch Hu sent an incredible wind, powerful wind that destroyed mountains and broke shattered rocks. Akash Baruch Hu sent such a strong thing. Akash Baruch Hu wanted to go ahead and sent Akash Baruch Hu to the people. Akash Baruch Hu is in the wind. Akash Baruch Hu is in the different things, the forms that Akash Baruch Hu sent. Akash Baruch Hu sent one thing after the other, the fire and the wind and the earthquakes, all of them to show the kokos of Akash Baruch Hu, to destroy to show the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Gemara says, these are three winds. Each one came as a powerful wind to destroy the entire world. Amarid Rav Shalom, no. I disagree. He said, the wind for Eov was not for the world, it was for himself. Only for himself to go ahead and destroy his family. Not for any other purpose. It wasn't felt in the rest of the world. So it was a Yaga Yiga Barpe Pino Sabayas in the Pasuk says that the house was destroyed. But it wasn't destroyed anything more, anything further than that. Yonah b'shvilayah, it was only for Yonah himself. Again, it wasn't, the wind wasn't for, it was only for the boat to capsize. It wasn't for anybody else in the world. That was for this, not the rest of the world, only on the Yom itself, only right now, where the boat was. But Yo was different. That was something that was for the entire world. That was a wind that was for the entire world. Kus Mikiton says the
Rashlul says this was something that was a universal wind. It was a wind, a storm, a hurricane that was for the whole world. Says the Prime Moshe, it controlled the whole world. It broke mountains and rocks, everything in its way was pushed over by this incredible, forceful wind, hurricane that HaKadosh Baruch was sent to destroy the entire world in the time of Eliyahu. Hashem passed by the mountains. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fire. Not in the fire. The fire was in the wind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the wind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said not in the fire, but the wind that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said was so powerful it shattered mountains, shattered rocks. And this is where Eliyahu HaNavi saw the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the wind rather than through the other things of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Yoraima, I read Yamagadol. I mean, Hashem said Yamagadol. Said he said Yamagadol. He said Yamagadol. But it's much earlier than Prokem. We only see it in the Prokem intervals. What's the problem? How much is the interval? Once every 30 days, which is the simon that we have generally in all the halakas that we have. We say something to be able to make another brach is only if you didn't see it in 30 days. If you didn't see the Yamagadol in 30 days, you can make another brach. If you see it again at the 31st day after 30 days, you're able to go ahead and make another bracha. Says the Gemara, when we see another asimim from Gemara, I'll show you. Somebody might got you. Shemav Yochai Biava. Shemav, the cabinet maker asked Rav the Targum Melchakta. This was his job. Kamatri. Oh, you say our Gazim Tovus. He used to make beautiful furniture, boxes and boxes faces. This is what he used to make. This was his job. His panosa. So he asked him a question. But get on the Chama Chazal Gushalayim Chashan. I'm a donkey driver and I go to Yerushalayim each year. Ma'anikra. What's the look about tearing Kriya? When should I tear Kriya? If I saw it once a year, I'm in Yerushalayim. When should I tear? I'm a leizet. If you get within 30 days, you don't have to tear. If you come to Yerushalayim after 30 days, you see the Malkum Achurbin, then you have to go ahead and tear Kriya. So therefore, you have to go ahead and tear Kriya. Since you came, even though you come once a year, but you don't come every 30 days, that's the time frame that you have that to be able to have to tear Kriya again, which is what we hold as well. That's why people in Yerushalayim, the minhag is to go visit the most Makom HaMikdash, the Kosel, within 30 days. You don't have a Rosh Chodesh pass, so therefore you don't have a question of whether you have to go ahead and tear Kriya again. That's a halakha that still applies today as well. The Chol Brach is Roya Mokum and Olat Shoshim Yom. That's the rule that we have by all these things with 30 days that you have to be able to go ahead and to tear Kriya. So the famous Maestro of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, it's worth mentioning that Rav Shlomo Zalman, someone came to ask him a question. This is Yerushalayim. He didn't visit the Kosel for 30 days. Does he have to tear Kriya because he didn't see the Makom HaMikdash, even though he's in Yerushalayim? So Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, if you didn't go, you don't tear Kriya. And the reason is because since you're able to be Yerushalayim and not come to the Makom HaMikdash in 30 days, means you don't feel for it. You don't care for it. So if you're not mourning for it. If you're not mourning for it, then there's no din Kriya. Then by tearing, is only baltashkas on your baguette. Therefore, you do not tear. If you don't have a feeling for it, you don't tear. You don't have a feeling of avelus, you do not tear a beged. Continues with a fascinating maisa with the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. As a side in, before we get back to the Yinav Brachos, we'll continue with this tomorrow.